Coming up on episode number 237, well, we're going to listen to a bunch of tracks tonight that fit the bill for my ideal type of cover, which is where the band takes the song and absolutely performs it in their own style. You're going to hear stuff that was originally done by Nirvana, Santana, Europe, and the Go-Go's. All this and a musically challenged too, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night, actually. I was going to say Sunday because it feels like a Sunday. It's Labor Day. It's September 4th, 2006. My name is Brian Ebbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. This is an all-request Sunday edition, so everything you hear on tonight's show has been requested by you, the loyal listener, and I owe you a debt of gratitude for helping me program the music tonight. Couple quick things. Episode 237. Now, my goal is to be able to do the 250th episode of Coverville at the Podcast Expo this year. And in order to do that, I'm going to have to make sure I do the 3 shows a week and throw in a couple of bonus shows for you. So coming up this month, you're going to hear a couple of interview shows. One that I happened to do yesterday with the fantastic Tim DeLauder from the Polyphonic Spree. And actually, you're going to hear a track from the Polyphonic Spree on tonight's show, and I'll kind of do a better lead-in to get you prepared for that as we get closer to it. And then later on this month, you're going to hear another interview with the equally fantastic Artie Wayne, who I've mentioned on the show a couple times. Artie was the guy who got me in touch with Shel Talmy with regards to the looking for a new group for him to produce. He's the producer of the Kinks, or was the producer of the Kinks and the Who back in those early days when they were really defining their sound. So I really appreciate Artie putting in touch with Shel, or with putting me in touch with Shel for that. And of course, if you've been watching the Coverville blog, you've seen the article that I pointed to on Artie's website regarding the Rock and Roll Heaven cover and remake. But we'll talk about all that in due time. Let's get to a request, an audio request here. And actually, it's an audio request for something I've already done, but it leads right into the first song, so I thought it fitting. Take it away, Tom from Queens.
Hey there, Brian. It's Tom from Queens yet again. Just finished listening to number 233, the combined birthday celebration for Colin Moulding, Kevin Rowland, and Belinda Carlisle. First thing I want to say, that is definitely on the specials. That is definitely Jane Wheedland's doing backup. As someone who may be the only real hardcore Jane Wheedland fan in the world, I mean, I have all the solo albums, God help us, in both formats. You can't not.
You know what? I have them too, and one of the reasons I have them is because Big Rock Candy Mountain, and I can't remember what, I think it's Fur might be the album, the Jane Wheedland album, but it's got a cameo appearance by one of my favorite artists, Nick Kershaw. So I'm with you on that, man.
Recognize the rather unique phrasing that she uses on those lines. But the thing that intrigued me, and the reason I wanted to call, was that you were talking about Kevin Rowland and made reference to a cover album that he did, which was absolutely dreadful, and it got me thinking about really, really bad covers. And I'm going to throw out a challenge to you, my friend. I don't know, maybe you've done this before, because I lost track. I was going back in time, and I somehow lost track somewhere around issue number 100 of where I actually was. So some of my knowledge of the early episodes is unfamiliar. But I want to know, I would like to hear an episode composed entirely of what is, in your opinion, the worst covers ever. That's right. I want an hour of pain. I would find that very interesting, considering that you are the Swami of all covers, the master, the Mecca, if you will. And I would be very interested to hear what you consider to be the truly unlistenable. And I know you're not going to go for the obvious choices, the William Shatners and the Leonard Nimoys of the world. I know you're going to come up with something truly unique. So there's your challenge, and I hope you rise up to it. Regardless, you and your lovely wife have a great and beautiful day.
Thanks, Tom. Well, it's funny you lost where you lost your place in the Coverville archives around show 100, because it's actually show 101 that I did the worst cover episode. And Tom, you won't be disappointed. Jump back into the archives and look for it. Worst cover show. And in speaking of Kevin Rowland, yes, my friend, Kevin Rowland is on there. And I do believe, you know, I can't remember actually. I think I stayed away from the Shatner. So have a look back at show 101. Now, you also talked a little bit about the version of Our Lips Are Sealed that I played, which I credited to the Specials. It was on a best of CD called The Best of the Specials and Fun Boy 3. And I think I prefaced it by saying, yes, this is not the Fun Boy 3 version. Well, I dug out the old album, put it on my awesome USB turntable. I'm going to have to put a link to that in the show notes so you guys can see this thing. It hooks up to your computer via USB, and you can record all your vinyl right onto your computer, Mac or PC, and turn them into MP3s, burn CDs from them, whatever. Anyway, so I dug up my Fun Boy 3 Waiting album and fired it up to record this gem. Now, here is the original version of Our Lips Are Sealed. This came out at the same time as the Go-Go's version, so I'd call this the cover, but you know, somebody who's maybe more of a purist might say, no, you know, this came out a week earlier or whatnot. It was written by Terry Hall, lead singer of Fun Boy 3 and the Specials, and Jane Wiedland of the Go-Go's. So they both had a hand in it. Here is Fun Boy 3 with Our Lips Are Sealed.
Hush, my darling, don't you first night. But that just shows you, girl, that I know wrong from right. In the amorous streets you walk down, only tear stains on the ground. Following you, girl, I can feel you all around. But let me tell you now, oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Show me that I love it.
Won't you please let me back in your heart? Oh, darling, I was blind to let you go.
Let you go, baby.
Now that I see you in his arms.
That is Graham Parker and The Rumor with I Want You Back, going out to John Niehazel from Livonia, Michigan. John had heard the Nick Lowe Show, and mentioned the Stiff, all the guys who played on Stiff Records, of course, Elvis Costello and Graham Parker and yada, 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 Nick Lowe, and led me to that cover, which you'll find on Squeezing Out Sparks. What a great, great version of that song. Before that, you heard Our Lips Are Sealed, the Fun Boy 3 version, which you'll find on the Waiting album. And I just did a little search, and it is available on CD, so you can find that in Amazon or wherever you go. Quick note, from Dorset in the UK, Richard let me know about the Yaz versus Yazoo controversy. I'll just quote him verbatim here. The somewhat mundane answer is that the Yazoo record label, blues label, I have some blind Willie Johnson recordings from them, objected, and forced the change of name. So that's why Yazoo in the UK and Yaz in the US. All right. Thank you, Richard, for letting me know about that. Well, yesterday I had the absolute pleasure and honor of getting a chance to interview Tim DeLauder from the Polyphonic Spree. Now, he and his band were coming through town in support of Modest Yahoo, and this is the first stop on their tour. They're going to be hitting a bunch of places and headlining in a couple in California, and then Dallas and Austin. If you get a chance to see them, they are fantastic. My only complaint about the show is that it was too short, as they were the one of the supporting groups. They were only on for about an hour, but it was awesome. And one of the things that they're touring in support of is a new EP called Wait, which will help you wait for their new release called The Fragile Army. Now, coming up later this month, I will have the Coverville interview, the cover-to-cover interview with Tim DeLauder, and he'll talk all about the new sound of the Polyphonic Spree, their new look, and their new album. But in the meantime, I had to play this on tonight's show because it is awesome. So I'm sending this one out to Wayne in the UK for getting me set up with that interview with Tim. And I've been listening to this track nonstop since I first heard it. It's a cover of Nirvana's Lithium, and it's done very deftly by deftly, is that the word I'm looking for? Engagingly. How about engagingly, solidly, by the Polyphonic Spree? Here is Lithium.
Lithium. I'm so happy, 'cause today I found my friends. They're in my head. I'm so ugly, but that's okay, 'cause so are you. We broke our mirrors. Sunday morning is every day for all I care, but I'm not scared. Light my candles in a daze, 'cause I found God. That's okay, I shaved my head, and I'm not sad, and just maybe I'm to blame for all I've heard, but I'm not sure. I'm so excited, I can't wait to meet you there, but I don't care, I'm so horny, that's okay, my will is here.
got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman making me blind, I can't see. I got a black magic woman trying to make a devil out of me. I turn your back on me, baby. I turn your back on me, baby. I turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. I turn your back on me, baby. You might pick up my magic stick.
To Aaron, who told me that it was just, it's shameful that I've neglected to have any Elvis on the show. The Mexican, the legend, the one and only Mexican Elvis, doing not an Elvis cover, but a Santana cover with a little bit of the Stray Cats thrown in there from his greatest hits collection, How Great Thou Art, that is Black Magic Woman. And then before that, you heard the amazing, the Polyphonic Spree with their version of Lithium. I just love that track. And rest assured, you'll hear it again during the Polyphonic Spree interview. So, well, obviously, play it to your heart's content. The new CD, or the new EP from them, which is CD, of course, is called Wait, and it is available tomorrow, September 5th. So go out to iTunes, pick it up, or to your favorite record store, or to Amazon.com. All right, another request here. Let me pull it up. I've actually gotten quite a few requests for Rasputina, and it's you know, about time I start getting to them, right? Well, this is and I don't have in my notes who requested this. I will by the time we come back from it. It's a live track from their Radical Recital. You know, in the meantime, while I'm trying to remember who requested this, I'll send this one out to Kristen of the Manic Mommies, because I know she's a big Heart fan. And then we'll get the real person who requested it here in just a moment. Here's Barracuda, originally by Heart, here performed by Rasputina.
I bet so many of you know that we like to consider that our punk rock music.
That was our punk rock music. Cowpunk, I guess.
And that means now we will play our classical music, just for the contrast.
Try not to get bored.
So those of you who have closed minds to classical music, just open them up like a flower in the morning, and it will only hurt for a minute. Turn my heart away. Smell like the sun, kisses pouring in.
barracuda. And if there ain't no thing, don't do the trick. You better make up something quick, or you're gonna burn, 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 burn to the wind. Ooh, barracuda.
Thank you.
To Adam R., who requested that. That is Out of Order with a nice acoustic lounge version of Europe's The Final Countdown, a song that I can't help but think now of Job on Arrested Development and his magic act every time I hear that song, even a cover of that song. Well, I'm joined now by before that, you heard Barracuda by Rasputina. Going out to Theo, who listens to the show on his drive between Salina, Kansas, and Kansas City. Thanks for suggesting that one, Theo. Okay, so from Rasputina, we move to my wife, Tina. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Ooh, your microphone's loud.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. Keep talking.
All right. Okay. Is that better?
I think that's better, yeah.
Okay.
So, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. I'm fine.
As usual. I didn't ask you how you were.
I thought you did earlier.
Oh, did I?
Okay. Maybe.
All right.
Sorry.
How are you doing? Tina got to go with me on the interview to with the Polyphonic Spree. We got to sit in his in the bus that carries the 27-piece band.
I know.
Across the USA. How
that
cool is that?
That was the coolest thing ever. I felt so special to be in their tour bus. And then we saw the gals, the choir, practicing right beforehand. We had to kind of walk behind them. That was fun. I mean, to actually be on a tour bus.
Yeah.
How much cooler can it get?
Not much cooler than that.
I know. And the interview was fun.
Pretty much is all downhill from that.
No.
No, the interview was fun. We spent a lot of time talking after the interview about different music, you know, different songs and albums that...
even politics.
Even politics, yes. So I also wanted to show you the new t-shirt designs. Shelby has been working hard on the new Coverville shirts. There's a Camp Coverville design and a Rodeo, Coverville Rodeo design, which...
I actually really like that.
Isn't that cool?
It is really cool. I actually think I want to get that one next.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Cool. We'll check them out at... you can find the link on coverville.com on the right side. There's a link to the t-shirts. There's also a new one for your kids or your dog that says... my parents went to Coverville, and all they brought me was this lousy William Shatner track.
Song.
A William Shatner song.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, and then there's another one. It's the Coverville Moose, and I thought that's kind of cool considering we're in Colorado.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
I have seen that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the Coverville Yellow Sub.
What's your favorite one?
Which one? You know,
I'm going to put you on the spot.
I know. It's tough. Well, I really like the one, the not the way you remember it with the skull and crossbones. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a fun one. But out of some of the newer ones I see, I kind of like the Where Old Songs Get a New Spin version 2 and version 1. And then I really like the Coverville Three Nights a Week Rodeo one.
Yeah. I guess if that one's, hopefully that one's available in black, because I think that would look good on a black shirt.
Oh, yeah, that would look really good on black.
And if it's not, Shelby, I'm sorry that I just plugged a version of the shirt that's not available.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
All right. Well, it's already 37 minutes into the show. Let's go ahead and jump into Musically Challenged.
Musically Challenged. Hot Quiz Edition.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina.
Hi, James.
Hi, James.
Well, I hope you're both well, and looking forward to three more Mangled by MIDI songs.
Absolutely.
Question one.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't think of who it is. I love this song, but I can't think of who it is.
He's giving us a lot.
I know.
All right, I'll pause it so you can think. You want to take a guess?
I really can't even guess.
It's The Logical Song by Supertramp.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I really wouldn't have gotten who it was. I wouldn't have guessed that. Okay.
All right.
Question two.
Yep, got it.
It sounds like a Xanadu song. But
very good. Well, the group that did that song was involved with Xanadu.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's not Olivia Newton-John, so
no.
It's...
I don't know.
Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh, okay.
With Livin' Thing.
Okay.
Question three.
God.
Almost sounds like Kiss or something like
I'm
that.
I'm totally stumped on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, now is the time to pause if you need more time. But if not, we'll get straight into the answers.
Let's do it. No idea on that third one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to guess the last one is like a hard rock
band. Okay, number one, This was Supertramp, and the song is The Logical Song. Number two is ELO with a song called Living Thing.
Higher and higher, baby.
It's a living thing.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's a
I love this song.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of ELO.
Yeah.
And Jeff Lynne.
Yeah, definitely.
And finally, number three was Bullet in the Head by Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I was kind of right.
Who takes the time to come up with a MIDI version of Rage Against the Machine?
And what a melodious little tune that is. Anyway, how do you think you did?
How do I think I did? I did too.
Right, well, I'm not entirely sure here. Of course, I have to guess. And I don't know whether to go for one or two. But I think it was quite tricky. And I'm going to say you only got the one right this time.
Oh.
Okay, then. Website address, as normal, www.podquiz.com for the weekly trivia podcast. Okay, then. Speak to you soon. Bye now.
Bye, James.
Bye.
Awesome. Well, thank you for putting that together, James. And oh, we got two of them right, man. You got to give us a little bit of credit. All right, Tina. Well, thanks for coming down for that.
Well, you're welcome.
As always, you were...
super helpful.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right. That is going to do it for tonight's show. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. Or you can call the request line, much as you heard Tom do at the beginning of the show there, 206-222-COVER. Well, we'll be back in the next couple days with another edition. I think it's going to be the James Bond show, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime... that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time on Coverville. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network.